Today, I have with me Lily Jenkins, who will be talking to me about the sport she loves, windsurfing. First of all, Lily, let's go back to when you were a complete beginner. What was it like windsurfing for the first time?
Well, some beginners have the wrong idea. Some imagine they'll be racing across the ocean waves on the very first day and are then disappointed to discover they won't. But I already knew it would take practice to reach that stage. Others initially feel nervous about standing on a wet board. They're convinced they'll slide off, when in fact nowadays all boards are designed to avoid that happening. Fortunately, I'd been shown a DVD for learners, so I knew in advance more or less what to expect, though of course there were still some surprises.
So, do you need to spend a lot of time practicing before you're any good at it?
There's certainly a lot to learn, and people always seem to end up needing more time to reach an adequate level than they thought. But I suppose it depends on the individual in terms of their fitness, previous experience in related sports such as sailing, and of course how much effort they put in. Interestingly, buying expensive, high-quality boards and sails doesn't seem to make much difference to the progress beginners make.
What in particular helped you progress?
Well, it's a highly technical sport, so I didn't make the mistake of thinking that just because I could surf waves, I could teach myself to windsurf, or that I could learn from a friend, no matter how expert she might be. Instead, I signed up for a six-month course at a local windsurfing centre, and it was money well spent.
I imagine safety aspects featured in that. Do you have any tips?
Yes. Before you go, always check the weather forecast and tides. Also, let somebody on shore know what time you're due back, and just in case the rescue services have to search for you, what colours your board and sail are so they know it's you. There are also some myths concerning windsurfing, such as starting out on lakes because they're calm. They can be freezing cold too, so ignore that. Also, modern sails are light and easy to pull out of the water, so don't worry when it falls in. It happens to all of us.
Looking back, do you think you made any big mistakes when you were starting out?
Well, I began by buying the right kind of equipment. That's to say, a large board with a small sail. But within 3 months, I was ready to move up to the next level of kit, with a board that's smaller and a sail that's bigger. That, unfortunately, meant I had to sell my original equipment at quite a big loss, so it would have made more sense to have hired it for that initial period of time.
Tell me, what is it about windsurfing that gives you most pleasure?
Oh, lots of things, such as the feeling of becoming physically fitter and stronger, or discovering how to do things I'd never tried before. But if I had to choose one, it'd be the way it lets you empty your mind of all the stress and concerns of daily life and just enjoy being out there on the open water.
Finally, Lily, how do you see your future in windsurfing?
Well, I've thought of coaching, but that would mean spending a lot of time in practice pools, whereas the place I like to be is the open sea. Perhaps racing other people? In fact, that's probably what I'll do once I've developed my skills a little more. I may not win any prizes, but I'll certainly enjoy it. And windsurfing is something you can keep doing even when you're quite old, because unlike land-based sports, if you crash, you're very unlikely to hurt yourself.
Thank you, Lily.